Pat, it's Tim Carter. I'd love to hear what's wrong at your home, old buddy. Thanks so much for calling. How are you doing today?
Hey, real good. And greetings from Omaha, Tim.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. You get an award for getting up early today, baby. but you don't get first place because I've had people call from California.
Oh,
that's
cool.
I can't believe it. I mean, just that, you know, think what time it is out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I called you. Well, I've talked to you before and emailed with you when I found out you were a ham radio operator. So
yeah.
That's kind of what we did.
Yeah, and I need to do more of that. I need to get back into this one club here in town. I belonged to one, and I wasn't real happy with it, so I kind of got out of it. So, but anyway, I need to get back into it.
That happens.
Yeah.
A question I have. Our house was built in, I don't know, 62 or so, and we didn't know if we had insulation in the walls for sure. And so we talked to some people, some insulation people. They told me to just drill a small hole and put something through, you know, inside in the interior wall, and put something inside to see if, yeah, I could feel any insulation spring back, whatever it was I pushed in. I just used some 12-gauge wire. And I could tell if there is some insulation in my wall, but it's not filled. The cavity is not filled. They said that I'd probably have an old, the yellow bad insulation.
Yes.
From then. And I don't know if the walls do seem to be not very well insulated. There might be something in there, but I don't know what I could do to help with that. I can't blow anything in because there's already that bad insulation in there.
Right.
From what they told me. And outside of tearing the drywall down and then re-insulating and putting it back up, you know, new drywall up, is there anything I could do? I've seen some sort of Insulad stuff that you can mix with interior wall paint.
Yeah, I that's all hocus pocus stuff, in my opinion.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's just all. Here's the only thing I would recommend. I would. Do you have any place in your house where on an outside wall you've got a closet?
No, I don't. No, I have. We have vinyl insulation.
Okay, so how about, I'm just talking about, you know, just some, in some room in the house where a closet is on an outside wall.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, I would go into that closet, you know, which is on an outside wall, and I wouldn't drill a small hole. I would actually cut a hole that's maybe 6 inches by 6 inches.
Okay.
Because, you know what, you can repair that easily in a closet, you know.
Right.
If you don't do a great job, big deal, who cares? Okay, so I want to find out, my job, and I would have this done in, I don't know, 5 minutes, I would want to find out what is really in this wall, and
mm-hmm.
what is the exterior wall made of? Like, is it truly a 2x4, see what I mean, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Is it 3.5-inch bad insulation? And then see what happens. All of a sudden, within 5-10 minutes, you know exactly what you have. There's
okay.
no, because right now, we're just guessing.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so just, let's do some exploratory surgery. Let's find out what you have, and if that one spot is filled with insulation, then that's as good as you're going to get.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I mean, that's it.
Okay. When they had originally put that up, did they staple it to the outside wall when they put that up originally?
It could have been a friction fit. I mean, think about this. If the way fiberglass bats are made now, if you have wall studs that are 16 inch on center, that leaves a 14.5-inch cavity. So they actually make fiberglass bats 15 inches wide.
Right.
That's what it's made. So mm-hmm. it's what we call a friction fit. So if you can actually put bats up, and they do. I mean, the professional installers, they just put up unfaced bats. They don't put up craft paper and staple them, most guys.
Right.
And then it holds in place, and since you've got exterior wall sheathing on the outside part of the wall, and once the drywall hangers hang the drywall, that fiberglass is not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm, right.
So I don't know that it was stapled. It might have been, you know, so
okay.
you won't know that till you do your exploratory surgery.
Right. Okay.
So that's all I would do. And I think the problem is that, I mean, that's a problem with older homes. I mean, you're not going to be able to do much with it at all. I mean, the only thing that you could ever do, and it's really, it's painful, is on exterior walls. What you could do is you could actually, and you would sacrifice at least a half inch, but if you were crazy about this, you could strip off the drywall or plaster that's on an exterior wall now, then you could put on the inside of it a half-inch thick layer of what I would put on, what I used to call the Thermax, which is foil-faced foam insulation.
Right, I've seen that.
And then go over that with a layer of drywall, which now gives you another R4, but you get kind of like a radiant barrier effect where you know you're getting some, and you'll especially get a good radiant barrier effect if you, before you put the drywall on, that you would put like a quarter inch lath strip so that there's this air space between the drywall and that foil face.
Okay.
Because radiant barriers work best when they're not touching something.
Oh, I see.
So, and that would bounce the heat back into the room. So that's one method, but boy, that's painful. I mean, you're talking about taking baseboards off. You're talking about dealing with extension jams around windows. It's a painful process.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that's your only option. I mean, that's you know, because you're not going to do anything on the outside easily.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you want to add more insulation, that's your choice.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Pal. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, man.
Yep. We'll see you.
73s, baby.
Good to see you. Bye.
All right. Bye.